And so I invite you to close your eyes and soften your face, soften your shoulders, arms and hands, soften your abdomen, your chest, your back, legs, knees, calves and feet. Let your body in entirety just soften and be in this moment of receptivity to a loving force that exists within you and around you at the same time. And let us ask a question or a statement. Dear Spirit, show me my magnificence. Bring me greater awareness. Bring me greater awareness. And so with that intent, you've already sent it out, giving permission for the entourage to now enter your life and show you your own magnificence and bring you greater awareness. And with that greater awareness, we now are ready to receive some more awareness from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. Once again, we come to you in all love, appreciation, joy. For those who would listen to this, for those who care enough, perhaps, about themselves, others around them, what's happening on the planet. And we often give the kinds of channels that perhaps are planetary channels, is what is going on the world and the cycles and all that. But today, it's personal. This is about you. This is about the society you live in, about you. And I'm going to call this particular channel the two rooms. I'm going to give three scenarios of two rooms. The scenario is a metaphor, always, and you'll see that quickly. And the two room scenario will given three times, as I say. The first one will be what you're taught today about the two rooms. The next one is the discovery that many are making about the two rooms. And the third scenario, the truth about the two rooms. Let's discuss what the rooms are. The metaphor goes like this. Room one is you. As you sit there, your name goes here. And it's your reality, how you feel, all of the senses that go into what is going on right now. It's an easy one. Room two actually could be next to you or could be within you. Now, we put them side by side because that's the way you're taught they are. The second room is your body. What is going on? Now, the reason we separate them is this, because you really don't know what's going on. You have that which is a way to tell with the senses in room one. How much does it hurt? What does it sound like? What's going on? But room two kind of works by itself, if you noticed. Your heart keeps on beating. All of that which is your organs, they keep on doing whatever they do, whatever their specialist is, they continue doing it. So here is what you're taught between room one, you, and room two, your body. The teaching of today is that this is a firm and complete disconnect. You don't know what's going on, therefore, you have those who do. This is not an indictment of those who do. The doctors that you have, very, very important for you to have. Dear ones, they are the ones who have studied that which is you internally, the second room. They know so much about it. But you're taught in your culture that they're the only ones who do. Therefore, they're the ones you go to. And they will then tell you what to do about your room. And this is where the prescriptions are assigned. And this is where the operations occur. In order for you to correct those things which you feel are wrong with your second room. If you understand where I'm going, these three scenarios I'm going to give you, this is the first. This is the way you are taught from birth. And there would be many of you, perhaps listening right now, who are not aware of the cryon channeling or even of what I talk about, who would say, well, this is good because we have the wonderful doctors and they can take care of room two. Now, if you've listened to this program long enough, you know the second scenario. And here's how it goes. Room one is still you. It's all your senses. It's how you feel. It's you living there. It's you sitting there listening. Room two, your body, is now seen as something that you can greatly change and affect. There's so much information that hides, that now is being revealed, about how your body has some kind of an intelligence, a smart body, that not only can you tap into to find out how it's doing, but also it can give you information about perhaps things that only would be discovered later when you have a disease. In the first scenario, if you got a disease, you realize you didn't know it. In the first scenario, you could know that if you had a disease and it was racing through your body and that all the alarm bells were going off and white blood corpuscles were racing to scenes and sirens were going off and you're just going to lunch as usual. It's only when something hurts that you go to the doctor. Scenario two, your body starts to give you information because you now know how to measure it. You also find out that things in your consciousness affect that which is your health. You find out that even the inherited biology from those which your parents and before, perhaps even past lives, can affect that which is number two, that room number two. That's where your body is. That's amazing. Amazing. Now you're able to not only sense it, but have control. You might say, in some ways, you can diagnose many things. Now, it doesn't replace the doctor. Because when you're in an auto accident, it doesn't help you to be in touch with your body. That's when you need the doctor. But up until then, dear ones, you're finding out that you can work with your own health. You can ask your body to give you signs and signals of the kinds of food you need in order for it to be at its maximum based upon your inheritance. You'll find out what subconscious programs that you might have. And your body is there. And it's there as a thing to work with you. And finally, you get the idea that you're not isolated. They're not two rooms that stand apart. How could it get better than that? Dear ones, this is what all these programs are about that I asked my partner to put together, and he has. And how to take something you didn't believe was even possible, and suddenly it is. There's reasons for these things so that more and more of you will realize it, and there will be books written that are not today about the reality of it. And someday, this will be normal. The children will be taught that there is a way to get in touch with room number two and live longer. What could be better than that? Let me give you scenario number three. You sit there, dear ones, as you always have. Box one is the same. Except that box one is now fully and completely aware that it can change box two. not simply work with it for better health, but change it. Oh, there's more. Changing it could mean that it can change it so it will never, ever be susceptible to the diseases it might have gotten in scenario two. The awareness, the ability to change box two so that you might live twice as long, that your consciousness is now fine-tuned to change the chemistry of box two so you wouldn't even recognize it in scenario one or two. Box two is now at the beck and call of box one. But there's more. You assigned something in scenario two called a smart body. It's used for many things. Kinesiology, of course, that is the muscle testing. Many kinds of processes where you actually talk to the body and it talks back. This is like having a telephone to box two. But scenario three, you find the door to box two and you open it up and go inside. And that's what I want to tell you that you don't know yet. In box two, there isn't just a smart body. There isn't just the intelligence that you would use to muscle test. There's the biological you represented in your DNA that loves you. Box two has been begging for you to open the door. Box two has had its arms outstretched saying, when will you find me? I am part of you. I've always been part of you. Why do you separate the consciousness and your brain from what you think are autonomous systems that work by themselves? Well, they only work by themselves because they're designed to. But if you had control, if you walked through the door, you could manipulate them. You can tell them they're beautiful. You could love them. And you're going to last a whole lot longer because when you open the door, love will pour in to box two. I just gave you the future of humanity. That's coming. Dear ones, there's so much that you're going to learn beyond just the fact that you can affect your own health by how you think. When you find out you can open a door and fall in love with yourself, that your body will start changing and things will start repairing themselves simply because you opened the door. What if I told you something absolutely outrageous? Ready? You'll be able to grow back limbs someday. You realize that other animals or amphibians or whatever, they can do it. What's the difference, do you think? Biologically, what is it that keeps this from happening with a human being? Well, you'll find out. That's scenario three. This is all coming. But the basis of it is this. First, peace on earth. Then you can fall in love with your own body and open the door. I would not tell you these things unless they are in the field for the future, unless I have seen them before in other places, other societies. This is and has always been your legacy, where you will go with it and what will happen. And doctors, instead of the doctors of the kind you see today, there will still be doctors. And what they're going to do is to carefully show you how to open the door and work with the chemistry that's always been yours to work with. Different kind of doctor, but you still need them. Blessed, dear ones, are those physicians of the planet who care so much about the human being that eventually they'll change their training, they'll change what they do and how they do it, to better accomplish what they set out for in their lives to help others. I'm crying in love with humanity. It's coming. And so it is.